ABC Radio Australia.
Vanuatu's Prime Minister says his country has not committed to working with the controversial pharmaceutical company Phoenix Life Sciences, despite the fact the government has signed a memorandum of understanding aiming for it to do just that. The deal, the MOU, has been seen by Pacific Beach and appears to lock Phoenix Life in as the country's provider of national diabetes treatment over the next 25 years, with Phoenix Life using its cannabis-based products. The MOU also outlines plans for the company to grow medical marijuana on the Northern Island of Santo. But Prime Minister Carlo Salwe has denied those plans are locked in. He's told Pacific Beach that necessary assessments and legislative changes are still pending. It comes as doctors in Vanuatu continue to voice their concerns over the company's operations, as Priyanka Srinivasan reports.
Deals between Vanuatu's government and the US-based company Phoenix Life Sciences have once again been thrown into question. Earlier this month, the self-branded healthcare solutions company said it had signed a binding memorandum of understanding with the Vanuatu government, giving it exclusive rights to offer its cannabis-based product to treat diabetes, cervical cancer, and autoimmune disease. But now, just 3 weeks after the deal was made public, the Prime Minister of Vanuatu has said there is no firm commitment from the government.
There's no commitment from the government yet to implement this. We need to do more assessment on this product, what are the side effects. Some companies are from Australia, but who come and promote it. But we need to do more research. There's no final decision.
In the agreement signed by Vanuatu's Minister of Health and Agriculture, along with then-acting Prime Minister Claude Christophe Antoine Emile, Phoenix Life Sciences was granted the exclusive rights to prescribe and offer its cannabis-derived product, Phoenix Metabolic, in healthcare centres. The signed document also says the government would provide 5,000 acres of land on the island of Santo for large-scale cultivation of medical marijuana over 75 years. Prime Minister Salwe, though, says he wasn't concerned about working with Phoenix Life Sciences to develop medical marijuana, but said legislative changes still needed to be made before terms of the agreement could be carried out.
This agreement has been done, but it is subject to amendment of the legislation. If no amendment of the legislation, the agreement is null and void.
Vanuatu's Prime Minister did not specify which legislative changes needed to be made. However, government officials have previously said changes to Vanuatu's Dangerous Drug Act are needed in order to make medical marijuana legal in Vanuatu. Phoenix Life CEO Martin Tindall has said his company will always operate under Vanuatu's laws and signed agreements. But some health professionals in Vanuatu say they are concerned by the mixed messages coming from the government regarding the deal.
It is surprising, you know, that's the thing. It feels like there was not a lot of consultation and a lot of thought put into this.
Dr. Jimmy Obed is a mental health professional from Vanuatu's Villa Central Hospital.
I don't know, you know, who signed it, what was the reason behind it and why the government is saying that. I don't really know. But then that makes us even more worried that, you know, there's two opinions. And people are not too sure yet. There's a lot of pushing to getting things done and even to the level of amending and allowing things to happen before the groundwork or before, you know, safety nets are put in place within the Ministry of Health.
Dr. Obed is also concerned that the agreement between Phoenix Life Sciences and the Vanuatu government allows the company to conduct clinical trials on Vanuatu citizens, something he believes the country is not equipped to oversee. He is calling for the government to hold more consultations with health professionals in the country before doing any more work with the company.
There needs to be a lot of more consultation into this, more thought into this, more discussions with the inclusion of the people that are actually working on the ground, the doctors, the clinicians as well, before anything is done.